When we did Roadkill, we were kind of in a pretty good position. We had this idea that we had to have a three-picture deal, and what we meant by that was we had to have a film that we finished, a film we were about to do, and a film we were going to do after that. So I had made this goofy little short film called The Mysterious Moon Man of Canada, which somehow won a Genie Award, and we went up and accepted the award. We were working on Roadkill. And Bruce, I basically said, "Thanks a lot." That was my entire speech. Bruce said, "We're going to use this opportunity to go through everyone's coats in the cloakroom to get money for our film Roadkill." And we kind of built up this, we kind of manufactured a fun reputation as kind of like the bad boys. Like, we really had fun every step of the way. When we filled out our application for what's now the OMDC, I remember we went in to meet with Louise Clark, and I dropped off the application, and there was an older woman who was a secretary, and I said, "Can you make sure this is near the top of the pile?" She says, "Well, no, I can't do that. It's got to go in order." I says, No, really. Look at the back of the application. There's a little something special for you." And we had about $10,000 in fake prop US money, and I thought she was going to have a heart attack. So, my God, and then it's a good Canadian, I quickly apologized. So, our big thing was we had fun, and we had a certain amount of, like, I had experience as a production manager, so I knew a lot of nuts and bolts stuff, but we also had a certain naivety that kind of worked for us. In other words, we didn't know everything, and when we started Roadkill, it was in May. And I don't have the full copy of the letter, but we wrote such a cocky letter to the OMDC. It was called the OFDC back then, saying basically, "You guys are going to be idiots if you don't support us. We're going to make the first rock and roll film in Canada. We're going to win an award. You better pony up." And they did. And we thought it was because we were so clever and cool. In fact, it turned out we're asking for so little money, they just kind of shrugged it off. Said, "Oh my God, they only want 120 grand to make a feature film." And we did it, and we got out, and we actually finished the film, managed to get Joey Ramone in it, which was a great laugh, and premiered at the festival. Denny Arcand walked out after 20 minutes, saying, mumbling, "This is the worst piece of shit I've ever seen," and winning the prize for the best Canadian feature film. So then after that, we then kind of set our aim a little higher, and wanted to make, so-called real feature with real money, which was about $1 million more. So that's when we went out doing Highway 61. And frankly, when we did that, that was the point where I actually thought, "I don't want to produce anymore. I don't want to go through this," because I was like, Roadkill was a laugh. Like, we worked like literally 20-hour days. We were, after one day of shooting, we were hallucinating every night. We weren't touching any recreational drugs, but we were so exhausted. I could draw pictures of some of the hallucinations I had. And it was just this delirium of excitement and passion. And when we got to do Highway 61, it was more like, "Oh my God, there's so much paperwork. This is really boring." I barely went to the set because I was just drowning in paperwork. And, it wasn't nearly as much fun, but it turned out great, and it helped both of us get, kind of careers going.